You're listening to SBS News.
Splashdown.
As you can see on your screen, we have visual confirmation for Splashdown.
SpaceX copies and concurs. We see Splashdown and mains cut.
Dragon Endeavour has returned home. NASA astronauts
and
Bob
Endeavour,
and Doug.
On behalf of the SpaceX and NASA teams, welcome back to planet Earth and thanks for flying SpaceX.
That was the moment NASA astronauts Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken landed in the Gulf of Mexico after an historic mission to the International Space Station. The two men travelled in SpaceX's Dragon Endeavour capsule, the first commercially built and operated spacecraft to carry people to and from orbit. The mission also marked the first launch of NASA astronauts from the United States in almost a decade, and the first space capsule to land in water in 45 years. More than an hour after splashdown, the capsule was lifted onto the deck of a recovery ship, where Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken were able to breathe the Earth's air for the first time in over 2 months. Mr. Hurley had this to say.
My thanks to everybody over the last several years that's either worked in Hawthorne, McGregor, or down at Kennedy Space Center. Anybody who's touched Endeavour, you should take a moment to just cherish this day, especially given all the things that have happened this year. We certainly can't thank you enough. Our families can't thank you enough. And just proud to be a small part of this whole effort.
NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine has described the occasion as a great day for NASA and a great day for the United States of America.
Today we really made history. We are entering a new era of human spaceflight where NASA is no longer the purchaser, owner, and operator of all the hardware. We are going to be a customer, one customer of many customers in a very robust commercial marketplace for human spaceflight to low Earth orbit.
President and Chief Operating Officer of SpaceX, Gwynne Shotwell, says the success of the mission means another crew could be launched as early as next month, with tourist flights in the not-too-distant future.
This mission was incredibly smooth, not to say that there weren't things that we want to work on and do better next time, but the capsule worked beautifully. The operations worked extremely well, so we certainly feel comfortable that we're on the right path to carry commercial passengers not too long from now.
Bob Behnken says he and Doug Hurley are just happy the test flight was a success.
There's something special about having that capability to launch and bring your own astronauts home, and we went through a lot of years without that capability. And I think we're both super, super proud to have been just a small part of the team that accomplished bringing those space flights back to the Florida coast and bringing that capability back to America.
Amy Hall, SBS News.